Murders, Mysteries, and Meows is a true crime podcast and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to Murders, Mysteries, and Meows for February 6th, 2024. As always, I would love to hear from you, murdersmmandmeows@gmail.com, or find me on Instagram or Facebook, Murders, Mysteries, and Meows. If you leave me a review anywhere, send me a screenshot and I will give you a shout out, and if you give me an address, I will mail you a sticker. On to the news. A woman stole a memory card, found horrifying videos on it, and turned in an alleged serial killer. A woman stole a memory card from her date, a man in Anchorage, Alaska. The whimsical theft, however, led to Brian Stephen Smith, 52, being charged with murder. On the card were gruesome images and videos of him killing other women, and she turned him in after what must have been a terrifying week of thinking about it. From IrelandLive.ie, quote, "Builder who murdered customer in hammer attack at her home jailed for life. A builder who killed a customer in a brutal hammer attack after chronic delays building an extension to her home has been jailed for life. Peter Norgrove was ordered to serve a minimum term of 15 years after admitting to the murder of 58-year-old Sharon Gordon, whom he left for dead with severe skull fractures. Wolverhampton Court Crown was told that Norgrove, 43, was caught on doorbell and security camera footage before he killed Miss Gordon at her home in Bromford Road, Hollyhall, Dudley." From NBCNews.com, quote, "Remains of a 16-year-old victim of Green River Killer are identified. The remains were identified as those of Tammy Lyles. Authorities have previously identified another partial remains set as also belonging to Lyles." From USAtoday.com, quote, "Arrests made in investigation of six bodies found in a remote southern California desert. Victims identified. Five suspects have been arrested in connection with the six bodies found in a remote area of the southern California desert last week," authorities said Monday. Authorities believe a marijuana dispute may have led to the killings. The six bodies were discovered last week in the Mojave Desert near El Mirage, California, an unincorporated community about 50 miles northeast of Los Angeles County. Deputies were requested to respond to an area off Highway 395 in El Mirage for a wellness check on Tuesday night. Upon arrival, Sergeant Michael Warwick said officers found a crime scene with several gunshot wound victims and two vehicles, including one vehicle with multiple gunshot strikes. Four of the victims had also sustained severe burns, while a fifth victim was located in one of the vehicles, according to Warwick. The sixth victim was found a short distance away with a gunshot wound, he added. The department arrested five suspects who were identified as Toniel Baez Duarte, 34, Mateo Baez Duarte, 24, Jose Nicolas Hernandez Sarabia, 33, Jose Gregorio Hernandez Serbia, 34, and Jose Manuel Burgos Perea, 26. From FoxNews.com, quote, "Tennessee students uncover a Bible Belt strangler as serial killer coupled in redhead murders. Elizabethton High School students' class project led law enforcement to Jerry Leon Johns in redhead murders." And from People.com article, quote, "The murders, which are dubbed the Redhead Murders because all the victims had reddish hair, began in the late 70s. The victims, most of whom were unidentified, were found dumped along major highways in Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, and West Virginia. It was believed that the killer was probably a trucker and picked up the women at truck stops and disposed of their remains in nearby states, but despite investigative efforts into the mid-80s, the murders remained unsolved. The Elizabethton High School students' work on the case, which began in the spring of 2018 as part of a sociology class, is now featured in a 10-part episode podcast called Murder 101. From mindnews.com.au, quote, "Man convicted over Australia's worst serial killings will soon walk free. After 25 years behind bars, one of the four men convicted over South Australia's Bodies in the Barrels murders could soon be set to walk free. By May, Mark Ray Hayden will have served his full sentence for covering up Australia's worst serial killings in Snowtown. Hayden was one of four people arrested in 1999 when the bodies of some of the 11 victims were found in barrels in a disused bank vault in the state's mid-north." From TheGuardian.com, quote, "Convicted serial killer confesses to 1980 Florida spring break murder, police say. Police in Jacksonville draw a confession from Billy Mansfield, sentenced to life in prison for five other murders decades ago. Billy Mansfield's confession of the killing of 18-year-old Carol Ann Barrett of Zanesville, Ohio, means officials have now confirmed that he has committed at least six murders. He had previously been handed life sentence in five of the killings, four of which were in California and one of which was in Florida, though officials investigating Barrett's death made clear in a statement on Thursday that those numbers could grow." From People.com, quote, "Human remains out of nearly 10,000 found at the suspected serial killer's home identified as man who disappeared in 1993. The human remains were discovered in the 1990s on Herb Baumeister's 18-acre Indiana estate farm known as Fox Hollow Farm. A family who provided a sample for DNA testing has helped forensic experts successfully identify their relative who went missing 31 years ago. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office in Indiana confirmed in a statement that a human remain discovered in 1996 on suspected serial killer Herb Baumeister's 18-acre estate in Westfield known as Fox Hollow Farm Much the DNA sample from the family of Manuel Resendez. This one, I apologize ahead of time if I mispronounce anything. From weonews.com, quote, India. Woman techie in Pune shot dead inside hotel room boyfriend held. A woman software engineer in India's Pune was shot dead inside a hotel room in the Hinjawadi area on Saturday, January 27th. According to a report by the news agency ANI, early Monday, police said the victim was identified as 26-year-old Vandana Dwivedi. Police said Dwivedi hailed from Uttar Prakash's Lucknow and worked at an IT firm in Pune. She was called to the hotel by her boyfriend, Rishabh Nigam. Speaking to ANI, a police official said that the woman's body was found on Sunday morning with a gunshot wound to her head. Nigam, the prime suspect in the crime, was initially on the run but was apprehended in Mumbai. From People.com, quote, two killers of UK transgender teen, Brianna Gay, identified and is sentenced to life in prison. You both took part in a brutal unplanned murder, which was sadistic in nature, because of her transgender identity, the judge told the two teens convicted of killing Gay. From CBSNews.com, quote, woman's murder in Colorado finally solved after nearly half a century. Colorado police have solved the murder of 20-year-old Tari Becker 48 years after she was killed. DNA was found, it was entered into CODIS, and there was a hit in Las Vegas from a 1991 cold case, also involving a woman who had been raped and murdered. In 2018, the DNA profile created in Colorado was sent to get genetic genealogy, and it was determined that it was a man by the name of Thomas Martin Elliott, who is deceased. His body was exhumed, they tested it, and it was him. From dailymail.co.uk, quote, fears of an Indianapolis serial killer as the bodies of two women in their 50s, including a deaf mother of one who are found stabbed to death just a few hundred yards apart on the same week. Fears of an Indianapolis serial killer rise as the bodies of two women are found stabbed to death just days apart and within blocks of each other. Shannon Lester, 58, was found on Saturday, January 27th. Just 5 days later, 150 yards away, Marianne Weiss, 52, was discovered. Police said that the two deaths are not officially connected at this time, but they did highlight the similarities. Both victims either lived in or had strong connections to this area on the Far East Side. Captain Roger Spurgeon said at a press briefing on Friday, both victims were killed in a similar manner. Both victims were white females in their 50s. I was only able to find this one article, and it was behind a paywall. Usually I'm able to find several articles and I pick the best headline, but this one is worth at least informing you about. From All of Press News Spain, quote, is a serial killer at work in Spain? Three farmers are found dead in very similar circumstances over a three-month period. If you live in Spain or have any knowledge of this, please contact me and let me know. We have another update. From lmtonline.com, quote, Austin police recovered dead body from Ladybird Lake Monday afternoon. The police department's homicide unit is investigating the death. And on the same subject, an article from dailycaller.com, quote, a 911 call reported seeing a body in the lake around 1:30 p.m. local time, Austin Travis County EMS told Fox 7. The car was on the north side of the lake in 20 feet of water, an area frequented by locals and at least one group of residents who have been searching for a missing friend since Saturday. Our initial thoughts are hopefully that it was not our friend. You know, we just don't want it to be our friend. Dayton Wolf, one of the missing person's friends, told the outlet. He went missing on Saturday night around 11:30 p.m. on 6th Street. We were all at the bars. We thought he'd gone home with someone else, and he didn't end up coming home, so that's what drew us out here. And now to the cats. From People.com, quote, bride and groom go viral after adopting stray cat that interrupted their outdoor wedding ceremony. The cat distribution system was working overtime for this one couple wrote on their TikTok dedicated to felines at gatsby.and.daisy. Weeks later, the venue reached out to the couple and let them know that they had caught the cat. We knew we had to have her, they wrote over a photo of the cat, whom they named Daisy. She has been the perfect addition. From Billboard.com, quote, watch Ed Sheeran fail to impress a group of kitties during an adorable cat cafe performance. The singer-songwriter previously visited its shop in 2014. The 32-year-old singer-songwriter recently returned to a cat cafe he had visited a decade prior to hold a private concert for a group of cats, none of whom were fans of his performance of his 2014 smash, Thinking Out Loud. Who wants to hear a song? He asks a room of kitties who were all too busy eating kibble to respond in an Instagram video posted Tuesday, January 30th. The four-time Grammy winner then got through one guitar strum before all but one of the cats immediately fled the scene. Their main kitty, a fluffy gray short hair with a hilarious underbite, seemed less interested in Sheeran and more a fan of its food bowl. I'm not familiar with him, but are you guys fans of his? What songs do you like best if you are? From KTLA.com, quote, LA Cat Cafe brings back popular Shit on Your Ex campaign to help animals in need. The Los Angeles Cat Cafe is inviting you to get revenge on an ex while helping local animals get the care they need. The Shit on Your Ex campaign is taking place throughout the month of February at Crumbs and Whiskers in Beverly Grove. The concept is simple. For $5, your ex's name will be put on a card and placed in the litter box used by the cafe's cats. Then nature will take its course. Proceeds from the event go towards the organization Cat Health Fund, which helps cover the medical bills of adoptable cats. We do this every year, and it's so much fun for our team and our customers, but more importantly, it does a lot of good. Says Azaria Singh, founder of Crumbs and Whiskers, the fact that we can provide a sense of closure for so many people while also raising money for animals in need just makes me so happy. It's what Crumbs and Whiskers is all about. From usatoday.com, quote, Claudia Schiffer's cat, Chip, is perfection at the Argyle premiere in London. Claudia Schiffer isn't the only supermodel in her household. Schiffer's cat, Chip, was the center of attention at the London premiere of the upcoming spy action thriller Argyle, directed by the supermodel's husband, Matthew Vaughn. The movie features the couple's fur baby as the companion to Bryce Dallas Howard's character, Ellie Conway. Chip stole the show at the film premiere as he was carried on the red carpet in Schaffer's mustard yellow and brown Argyle pattern travel cat backpack-style carrier that is also in the film. The supermodel coordinated her show-stopping cat in bright yellow Argyle patterned Versace dress with sequin lace details. And that is all we have for the Murder Muse for now. Please, again, email me, mmadmeows@gmail.com, or find me on Instagram and Facebook. And I would love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much. Until next time. Bye.